What's up, guys? This is Will Summer at The Bulwark, here today with Catherine Rampell, the author of our Receipts newsletter, to talk about something intriguing, some sort of perhaps dirty tricks, some mischief going on in the Alaska Senate race. Catherine, what is happening?
Okay, so we have a photo of two men. Do you know the difference between these two men?
They're both kind of like old white guys with graying, thinning hair, I would say. if I was playing Guess Who, that's how describe them.
If you were playing Guess Who, you might also add that they are both named Dan Sullivan and they are both running for Senate in Alaska as Republicans. The guy on the left is the sitting senator from Alaska, Dan Sullivan. The guy on the right is a challenger for that seat, also Dan Sullivan. Again, both running as Republicans in what is potentially a very flippable seat in the Senate. Mary Peltola is the Democratic candidate who will be also running in this election. It's basically a jungle election where they all run together. There is some questioning of how this new Dan Sullivan entered the race and what his deal is. So the Republicans Republican Party is suggesting, as you put it, like that there are some dirty tricks going on. Like, where did this Dan Sullivan come from? Because he is, again, a relatively new entrant. He is one of more than a dozen U.S. Senate candidates that have entered or have filed the necessary paperwork to appear on the August 18th primary ballot in Alaska, according to the Anchorage Daily News. The Republicans say it's a trick. The National Republican Senatorial Committee gave a statement to the Anchorage Daily News. National Republican Senatorial Committee statement says, quote, Mary Peltola and Chuck Schumer know that they can't beat Senator Sullivan on his record, so they're resorting to deceitful political maneuvers that attempt to trick Alaskans and buy a seat, unquote. The Peltola campaign denies that it has any involvement here, but it does look a little convenient, I would say, for Peltola. What do you make of it?
Yeah, I mean, so as you said, I mean, this is a very high-stakes Senate race. This is a sort of a battleground that's going to help decide whether Democrats win the Senate in all likelihood. And then suddenly you have this guy, second Dan Sullivan, let's say, at the end of last week, he pops up and he says, you know, I'm the new Dan Sullivan, or I'm the Dan Sullivan you should really vote for. As you said, this is all being announced by this woman who's a Democratic strategist. And I think we'll get to her backstory. But basically, this is like the dirty trick, right? Is finding, or like, maybe that's prejudicial. It strikes me as a classic dirty trick, or it's like the classic election mischief, is finding a guy with the same name as the incumbent or the other candidate, putting him on the ballot. And the good news for Democrats is, I mean, look, sometimes you have to look really far to find a guy with the same name. But in this case, Dan Sullivan, I'm sure there's plenty of them in Alaska, and they just had to find one Democrat, run him. I think it's interesting. I mean, I think, you know, as you said, I mean, Republicans are furious about it, and obviously this is an important race.
Yeah, according to local reporting, there are at least 9 Dan Sullivans who are registered to vote across the state of Alaska, which has a population of about 740,000 people. So maybe we are yet to see more Dan Sullivans enter the race. That would be quite interesting. Please, all of the Dan Sullivans out there.
And let's make clear, there was a Dan Sullivan who ran in 2016. Who I think was the mayor of Anchorage. He ran for Senate. This is a different guy. This is a guy who has come out of nowhere. He looks, to be frank, I don't think it is. His picture looks pretty AI generated, right? I mean, it has like, this looks like I would be on like the subreddit. Is like, is this AI or not? It's like, my aunt is in this catfish relationship with this Alaskan fisherman fellow. And as you said, I mean, this guy, no one knows this guy's deal at all. And the thing I wanted to flag here is, in their announcement, they're really playing into the name confusion. It's kind of like a Dr. Seuss thing, because they're saying, this Dan Sullivan will take on the bad Dan Sullivan, and you know, he'll out-Sullivan him, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, I mean, yes, sort of Dr. Seussy. The whole thing is also sort of like, who's on first-ish, you know, confusion about which Dan Sullivan, will the real Dan Sullivan please stand up, and is which Dan Sullivan is on first, or, you know, shortstop or whatever. Anyway, the statement that we found from the Anchorage Daily News from Dan Sullivan 2, Dan Sullivan from Petersburg, Alaska was, quote, "I know firsthand the challenges everyday Alaskans face, and I know that Ohio Dan doesn't get it. He was born on third base and thinks he hit a home run. It is time for Alaska to elect a Sullivan that's on their side." And he refers to the incumbent Senator Dan Sullivan as Ohio Dan, because I guess he was born and raised in Ohio. So that's the differentiation. It's not a middle initial or anything else. It's or the brand of the fleece that they're wearing in those video in the photos we had before, but it's where they came from. You know, I will say that there are a couple of other things that are a little bit suspicious about this run. According to local reporting, that there are no FEC filings for the new Dan Sullivan. And there's some conflicting names for the political action committee in like some of the campaign materials. There is metadata, including someone by the name of Amber Lee, who has backed Peltola, again, the Democratic candidate, in the past in some of the materials that have been distributed. The Anchorage Daily News says the metadata for the press release on Petersburg Sullivan, that's how they refer to him, Petersburg Sullivan, his entry to the race indicated it was written by someone by the name of Amber Lee. Amber Lee, an Alaskan political strategist, has worked for a variety of campaigns in recent years and backed Peltola in the past, asked if she was involved in Petersburg Sullivan's apparent entry into the Senate race. Lee said in a text message that she is not commenting. Part of the reason, though, I think that this Dan Sullivan, this new Dan Sullivan, Dan Sullivan 2, Petersburg's Dan Sullivan, whatever you want to call him, that he is real, he is not a figment of AI, is that, as you pointed out, there was a previous campaign in which there were multiple Dan Sullivans on the ballot, although I think they were for different offices on the same ballot. The Dan Sullivan, who is now the senator, was running for Senate, and then the Dan Sullivan, who was the mayor of Anchorage, was running for lieutenant governor, and they were both on the ballot, maybe not running against each other, I think. And there was a news coverage of that at the time, at how crazy it was that there were multiple Dan Sullivans on the ballot. How convenient, like, they can, you know, get together and buy the same campaign signage, I guess, you know, put up one lawn sign if you support both candidates. But in that news coverage from like a decade ago, there is a Dan Sullivan who was quoted just as like a rando Dan Sullivan to comment on how common this name was. And he kind of matches the description of the Dan Sullivan who is the new challenger, where he's interviewed about like, what's it like to be one of many Dan Sullivans when there are all these other Dan Sullivans running for office? And he's not running for office, but he is a teacher, at least according to the story from a decade ago. And the guy who has entered the race is also a former teacher, I believe. But he says in that article, someone by the name of Dan Sullivan says, "It has been a burden," said the Dan Sullivan who teaches fifth graders in Petersburg in Southeast. Quote, "I don't have the same political leanings, particularly with the mayor. I'm like, oh, geez." So the mayor was a Republican. This Dan Sullivan, who was quoted a decade ago about being confused with other Dan Sullivans, apparently not a Republican, or at least doesn't have the same political sympathies as a Republican mayor. And it kind of sounds like that's the Dan Sullivan. I don't know. There are too many Dan Sullivans to keep track of. But like that to me is also a red flag that maybe this is a guy who's like pretending to be a Republican because he has the same name.
I think there's something interesting you're pointing to, which is this idea that people are used to this Dan Sullivan name confusion, that there, because there is another politician in the state named Dan Sullivan, not the one now who's entered the race. But I think that sets people up to be like, oh yeah, I'm used to there being two Dan Sullivans or whatever. And so this seems a little more credible than versus if you just had some random guy named Donald Trump who was also running for office or something like that. So I think it may be, you know, these kind of things, I feel like this is like a real wild card, loose cannon situation. It's hard to know if this matters at all, how it's what's going to happen. But I think the other factor we have to talk about here is the ranked choice instant runoff voting they have in Alaska. And how do you think that's going to play in?
Well, on the one hand, it could potentially be more harmful to Dan Sullivan, the incumbent, you know, because Dan Sullivan, the incumbent, is running head to head in this primary against Mary Paltola, right? And if this new Dan Sullivan, Dan Sullivan to Petersburg, Dan Sullivan can siphon off some of those votes, that would break towards Mary Paltola. But because it's ranked choice voting, I presume voters could just vote for both Dan Sullivans in whichever order they wanted, and that, you know, and withhold ranking Mary Paltola, and that could potentially hurt her. I haven't really gamed it out, but then, like, what if they vote what if they prioritize the wrong Dan Sullivan? I don't know. What do you think
happens
here?
So if I could offer just a little wisdom from someone here. So Liam Donovan, who I think we've had on the podcast, is sort of a conservative Republican strategist. He said this actually probably won't be that big a deal precisely because of the ranked choice voting. So, you know, unless you think that there are a lot of voters who would say, well, I would vote for Mary Paltola and then incumbent Dan Sullivan, let's say, which is probably, like, not true. You know, it's hard to imagine, given the two-party system, that there's a lot of people like that. That's really the only situation where it would make sense that the one who just declared that he would be Dan Sullivan Jr., right? That he would be the challenge, that he would pose a problem. Because if you want to vote for Dan Sullivan, the incumbent, and let's say you're confused for whatever reason, you can just say Dan Sullivan, right? And then they go to the runoff and it's all good.
Well, but what if people rank them in the wrong order? What if they rank
that's asking a lot, right?
Dan Sullivan.
Yeah. And you know, Fox News made a good point here as well, which is a bit of a complication. I mean, this is also like a rural state, a state with a lot, like very, I mean, you know, to put it lightly, a rural state. And so, I mean, I think there are some challenges getting the word out if there's some kind of weird ballot thing. Although on the other hand, I guess Murkowski, didn't she run like a write-in campaign, you know, back in the day and that succeeded. So, I mean, you know, it seems like there's a couple factors here that are hard to get our heads around. And one is obviously this name thing. Then there's the third Dan Sullivan, right? The former mayor, how he's going to play into this. And then also it's Alaska. And I think Alaska is just a tricky state for those of us in the lower 48 to figure out.
Yeah, I mean, the Alaska voters definitely seem very sophisticated as the voter base goes, given that Murkowski won via a write-in campaign. Like, that's insane, you know, it was insane at the time, and it's impressive as well in retrospect. So maybe on this voter base and no other one would this, if it's a trick, fail. But I do think it's a pretty clever trick if it is a trick. And I wonder in how many other races around the country you could recruit someone like some kind of doppelganger to run to potentially screw over, or like what kind of ballot design would you need if not ranked choice voting or jungle primary or whatever? Like, what
they just
got to
put their faces, right? But then again, they kind of look like each other, so, like, you know, maybe that doesn't settle it. But you know, I also wanted to offer a little speculation here on how this all came together. Now look, maybe Mary Paltola's campaign is behind this, whatever. But this also kind of has the fingerprints of, like, rogue strategist, kind of calls up every Dan Sullivan in the phone book and it says, look, you know, it was worth a shot. We got one guy. Maybe I'll do it, whatever. I'll pay the $200 to register him or what have you. And again, you know, we'll see. But it is, look, it's certainly funny. When I saw it, I was, you know, but when you look at it, it is. It's harder to know how much of a problem this will be for Republicans, although I'm sure they wish it wasn't happening.
Yeah, although maybe it gives them, like, a grievance to complain about. If it doesn't work, but then they can use it as a talking point, like, look at how hard they're trying to conspire against us. I have no idea. But yes, it'll be certainly fun to watch and to see how the campaigning goes and to see if they do share lawn signs, presumably not. But yeah, if the new Dan Sullivan wants to launch his own political career, I guess he has the name recognition to do it if he ever decides to run for another office.
All right. Well, you heard it here, folks. This is going to be an interesting race. Look, who doesn't love some campaign mischief, some tricks, some, you know, rat effing, as they used to say back in the Nixon administration, right? So, and I'm so glad we heard from Catherine Rappel, the author of our Receipts newsletter. Catherine, also, if you enjoyed her here on video or audio, Catherine has a live show, 12:30 on Fridays, called Receipts Live, here at the Bulwark YouTube. Check it out. Subscribe to the channel, folks. Thank you so much for joining us.